It's a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock. KXFM always keeping the community informed. And as we do on a regular basis, we are joined this morning, and we're glad to be joined this morning, by Captain Rachel Johnson of the Laguna Beach Police Department. Got a lot of stuff to talk about this weekend. Captain Johnson, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. The governor, yesterday, after having our city council and mayor have limited openings of the beaches, the governor yesterday ordered all Orange County beaches to be closed. Protests are planned in Newport and Huntington Beach over the weekend. Have we got a plan in place in case they decide to come on down here and hold a rally?
We do. I'm actually currently calling you from Huntington Beach at their command post. Because of the protest scheduled for today, I wanted to come out and observe because that's really going to inform a lot of our decision-making as to what we might expect this weekend in Laguna Beach. So we have adequate personnel. We've upstaffed to meet the needs in case we do receive a number of people coming to town wanting to express themselves. We have plans in place, and we have a lot of intelligence streams working to help us be prepared to keep everybody safe and let everyone exercise their First Amendment rights.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And what time are those rallies in Huntington planned for today?
Today's rally is planned for noon, so just a few hours from now.
Okay, and let's say we do get people down here over the weekend trying to protest. Part of Main Beach, which you'd normally stand on to hold up signs, that's closed. So what? They'd be breaking the law by standing on the sidewalk and protesting, correct?
Well, you're right. Part of Main Beach is closed, but we're sensitive to everyone's desire to protest. So we're going to kind of take a measured approach to whatever stance they take. Typically, what we do when someone arrives to protest is we find the organizer and we kind of set up some rules, what they can and can't do, what we will and won't allow, and what municipal codes we have in place for enforcement. Our goal is really never to have to use the enforcement arm of things, just to provide education and receive compliance. And the protests we've had so far in beach cities around us over the last week to 10 days have largely been very peaceful, and the protesters have been abiding by the rules. It is my hope that that is what happens to us tomorrow in Laguna Beach and today in Huntington Beach if that happens. But if it's not, we are prepared to take action.
Okay, that makes sense. And you've got really kind of dual responsibilities this week, as you're going to be concerned about loud exhausts on vehicles and shows of speed rolling through town. Tell us how we're going to be working with Highway Patrol and the sheriffs to combat this.
Well, I know that it is something that is really, really difficult to hear when you're in your home and you have your windows open trying to enjoy the breeze, and all of a sudden there's all these loud vehicles.
Right.
Well, some of that's by modified exhaust, and some of that's because some of these more high-performance cars just have loud exhaust when the car is at speed.
Right.
The thing about driving through Laguna Beach is not many places where you should be at speed. So we, in partnership with the Highway Patrol and with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, we are going to have some speeding and loud exhaust enforcement this weekend to really address the issue in a manner that is satisfactory for our residents, because it's a problem up and down the coastline. PCH is beautiful. Everyone wants to drive by and see the beach out their window, but that doesn't mean you get to speed while you do it. And we're just going to provide some education and quite a bit of enforcement this weekend to combat the issue.
Okay, so it's more really looking for what you'd have to stop them for or pull someone over for is the speeding. It's the display of speed, because a Lamborghini, for instance, just has a loud engine naturally, right? So,
well, it depends. Some cars are modified, and we do have decimeters to be able to tell how fast how loud the engine is going. And if it's over the legal limit, then we can issue a citation. But a lot of these things are born of speed. Like if you have a Lamborghini and you're driving it at 40 miles an hour and you're abiding by the rules, it's not nearly as loud as when you're on the gas, really making that thing hum.
Right. That makes sense. So off the top of your head, do you know how much that fine is?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't, but I can tell you this. It'll be a significant hit to the old pocketbook because court fines for things like that are generally pretty draconian.
Okay. All right. And I wanted to ask you about the farmer's market. We opened it up last week. How did that go?
It went well. We opened it up with conditions to allow for more social distancing, fewer vendors, so there's more space. And it went really well, and we're very happy, and we're going to continue to monitor it and modify as we go forward. It'll be open again tomorrow.
Fantastic, fantastic. Captain Johnson, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you've got some observations to make. Anything you want to tell the listeners before we head out?
I just want to thank the citizens for Laguna Beach. They've been so supportive of all of our efforts to flatten the curve here in Laguna Beach and in Orange County, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the kind words. I'm thankful for the kind gestures that we've received at the police department. Everyone, just stay safe. Remember that our trailheads will be open in the city this weekend, with the exception of Alta Laguna and Dartmoor. So please go out. Please get some sun. Go for a hike. Go for a walk. And just remember to stay safe.
Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, you stay safe as well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.